OK, on sera en accord. See if you'd be. Yes, below Rishon, the Baruch HaMadlik, Paidim HaAdloka Gimel Bracha. On the first night, the Madlik light before the Adloka, three brachas, the Hadlik, Shasa Nisim, and Shechionu. All right. In Shara Leilus, Einim the Baruch Shechionu. On the other nights, you don't make a Shechionu. Now, what happens if somebody did not make, you'd be surprised. What happens if somebody did not make Shechionu the first night? All right. So you make a Shechionu the second night. The bigger problem is if somebody didn't light the first night. Let's say somebody didn't light the first night. All right. Did they say Shechionu? Meaning they were, a kid is away from home or whatever it is. Or the wife was at work or the husband. You know, what are those situations the spouse lived without them? Do they make Shechionu or not? Right? So Bashar Alelis, what? They didn't make the first night, but the second night, but the city they were yaitzu with, that's Shechionu. Yeah, the father Shechionu. Anyways, I think the most person say you could not make Shechionu in that case. So la'achar sheberach habrachas ma'adlik no echad. After you make the bracha, you light one now. Ra'ay chamadlik acheres aymer haneres alelam. When you light the other ones, then you say haneres alelam. What?
You do that, or you wait till after everybody lights to sing on Eres Hallelu?
I say no. I say each person says on Eres Hallelu. After you light the first light, you say on Eres Hallelu.
I don't do that.
What do? You wait till you finish?
I wait till everyone is finished.
You mean everybody finishes? That
I wait till my four boys. I wait till everybody finishes lighting, and then we sing on Arizal.
Interesting. I can't see. I can't say that I saw so many Hadlokas Nerises, but we don't do that in my house. That
we
way.
Do the same thing. Everybody.
You
sings
also did it like that.
Together. Yep.
See, from here, it's mashma. For sure, here it is mashma, not like that.
Right? I know.
I
know.
But the Mishnah Berurah does bring like you that after you finish lighting, then you say Haneres Hallelu. But I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah means after each individual should say it or only after the whole family. That I'm not sure.
I've done this my whole life, so I don't know where I got it from. I got it from my father. I don't know.
No, the Chareit shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't make a difference. Yeah. It's an interesting. I never understood this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the ones that say, because normally in Yiddishkeit, you're not supposed to do multitasking, is not a Jewish concept. I know. Don't he's saying, I'm looking in the mirror. I should look in the mirror, right? I'm the king of doing, of multitasking and doing nothing right. But that's the reason, not meaning you don't, you first you light and then you say, Aneiros Hallelu. You're not supposed to walk around when you make a bracha. You're certainly not supposed to be messing around with things when you're making birchas hamazon. You shouldn't be texting people, et cetera, et cetera. Right?
Well, hi, Tom.
So somebody's got to mute. Somebody's got to mute.
What?
So who's not? Okay. So, but Aner Zol is not a bracha. So, after I light the first candle, I say Aner Zol. No, I know. I do what it says. No, I write in the PDF. I write to say light it once.
Is it mutter?
What?
Mutter,
is it mutter?
Sure,
no.
Yeah, right. We sing that.
No, Moisur is a zemer. No, Moisur is a zemer that you say afterwards.
With everybody.
Yeah, everybody. That you sing everybody. Yeah,
yeah, I don't even think it brings it down. Moses Torah is brought down. We're going to get to that. It's going to say it. No.
No, no, he's not going to say it. Says
well, exactly. So they talk about Haner Shalom. They don't talk about Moses Torah.
No, that's true. Anaris Arlala is way more important than Moed Tzur. Moed Tzur is Nidus just like Nidus and Shabbos. But it seems like everybody in Klal Yisrael sings Moed Tzur. I don't know. I can't say everybody. Most of Klal Yisrael.
I would say everybody.
Think so?
Whoever's lying.
Did you hear about this guy that was... Did you once on this subject? You hear this guy that was on MKY lighting menorah on the plane on the way back from Israel or on the way to Israel or somewhere, probably to Israel, lighting a LED lights with a bracha on the plane, and then they pulled it down. They pulled it off the MKY
because it was a bracha levatala.
Because it was a bracha levatala. Yes, I mean I'm assuming. I have no idea. But that's what somebody only asked me Achara Maisa if it's true. And like, what's my halachic opinion? I said, I think my halachic opinion is that they should have taken it down. Yes, 100%. Right? Anyways, okay. So bottom line is whatever your custom is to do, you do, and it's fine.
Isn't Haneiras Halalas sort of like if saying it after the first candle isn't sort of like showing that the other candles are not even part of the mitzvah?
You haven't heard that svara? That you're making that
I'm saying
yourself,
it's a hefsek between the brocha and the mitzvah.
No, the mitzvah you already did. That's, no, certainly you can't say Haneiras Halalu, right? You're 100% right. It's a good thing you're pointing out. You cannot say Haneiras Halalu before you light the first one. You cannot say Haneiras Halalu. If you did, I don't remember. If you did, do you have to make a new bracha? I don't remember. A stomach knot.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Because it's part of the mitzvah. It's a part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. Uh-huh. That's what I would think, but I don't remember.
Uh-huh. So that's why the Siddurim bring Lechatchila to say it after the first candle? Because it's also part of the mitzvah?
I'll take one for my kids. Whichever you give me.
What if you lit without making a bracha?
Custard, huh?
Whatever. What if you lit without making a bracha?
You guys are missing donuts over here. You guys, I'm just telling you, whoever didn't show up over here in person, you're missing donuts.
Because you think we didn't have donuts tonight?
In case.
Okay.
No, but you don't come here. I'm talking about the guys that normally come.
We didn't know that you are coming. You didn't tell anybody that you're coming.
Correct. The default is I'm coming unless I don't come.
More donuts.
The default is different every day.
That's true. Listen, you want my life? You can have my life. Okay, fine.
If someone lights without a bracha, he doesn't mind to light neighbors and he lights without a bracha, would he have to light again with a bracha or yotze?
No, bracha is not ma'akev, it's yotze.
Right, yotze. So if he lit... If I light and I start singing Neir Salala before I actually light, make a bracha, start singing Neir Salala by mistake, whatever. And the Chayra won't light again.
Right, that's not worth making a bracha to begin with. Right.
No, we're talking about when you start on Neir Salala, you didn't even light the candle yet.
Yeah, but that's not worth. That's not worse than not saying than lighting without a bracha.
Correct, but Lamaisa, you can't lechatchila not make a bracha, so you're still holding before the neiris, right? Meaning, let's say a guy talks, a guy makes a bracha, and then somebody comes in and tells him he just won the lottery, and he starts screaming and jumping and yelling, and then he realizes he didn't light the menorah. So now they have to make a new bracha again, right? I'm not going to say that, meaning v'di'evit, if you live without a bracha, so then that's fine. But if l'chatchila, you have to make a bracha. And if you botched it, you're going to have to go back and make another bracha. Okay, Ger says, Shasa nisim li Yisrael, not l'aveseinu, v'imara l'aveseinu yotza. He says l'aveseinu is yotza, and that is the way we pass. But as far as I know, a Ger will say l'aveseinu. All right. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah passes. Einen. Oh, so that actually, I never got back to this Einu. I don't know what he ended up doing. Einu Rachmanu Litzlan, and Yesh Acher, if there's somebody else with him, Yad Baka Acher, the Brachas, let the other person light with Brachas, who Yana Amen, he answers Amen, even though an Einu normally does not answer Amen. Leka Acher,
So the wife, of the one can light.
What?
The wife could light for the onain.
The wife would light. Yeah. Be like Acher. It was nobody else. The other people like brachas, then he should light without a bracha. What? That's what pursuing is. Huh?
This is the only mitzvah that I
What?
This is the only mitzvah that Einin would do?
I think the pshat is the same reason why it's the only mitzvah that you would sell the shirt off your back. Right? Because pursuing nisa is so important. So Mamela, it's not pshat, it's a din and a mitzvah. It's a din in being mefarsim the nes. And that has to happen regardless of whether you're an Einin. I think that's a pshat, as far as I remember. Yes. Yeah, that's a pshat. Okay, you give me. Pamelon hadlaka is a mitzvah. So we know that hadlaka makes the mitzvah. That this comes up a lot when you're trying to light your candles and they don't light the way you want them to. So hadlaka is a mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, meaning the actual lighting is a mitzvah. The shas hadlaka, shuchan liyos haneris from the kaiman haroi, and the shas hadlaka, you need to have the neris in the proper place of kashir haroi. When it comes to exclude, let's say you light the menorah below 3 tefachim or above 20 amas, and after that, when they're lit, then you put it in the proper place, and in psulim, it is possible. I mean, you have to light the menorah in the kosher place because the hadlaka is what makes the mitzvah. If I actually had each night, this night, I had somebody that lit, it wasn't each night, a couple of the nights, a guy lit his wicks and there was no oil. Yeah, he lit the wicks and there was no oil, which I tell you, it's
same guy more than one. Two different guys.
One guy, I think, lit the wick when it was in his hands and then he put it into the oil. And the other guy lit it with no oil.
Forget about multitasking. They can't do one thing right.
Maybe they were multitasking. That's why they didn't do it. The chayin in the shas of lagal ayah shemen kishir v'atra ha'itzes loy mahani. That doesn't help.
So once he realizes, does he need to make a new brocha?
No, l'chayin, as long as he was being Isaac in it, then it's okay. But he has to relight it because the way he lit it was not kosher. Meaning he can't... Right, so he can't add oil, meaning his wick is still burning, and he realizes, oh, my lips, so let me, my wick is burning, let me quickly add oil. That's no good.
No, he but I'm saying, what about the brocha?
I don't think the brocha should be a problem, because he was being Isaac in the hadlaka the whole time.
No, but there was nothing, there was no oil, there was nothing to be lit for 30 minutes.
I'm saying, in theory, you can make a brocha and then put the oil into the cups and then light. It's not the proper way to do it. But I'm assuming even in that situation, let's say a guy decided he wants to make the bracha, then he's going to add the oil. It's wrong, but I don't think that would be considered a hefsek b'di'evit, for sure not. This is the more common, in Eretz Yisrael especially. If you put it in a place where the wind is blowing, and it's gonna go out. Like kiyam mitzvah, the chai v'had l'sheinis, and you have to light it a second time, have a lo yivarach, but no bracha. Right.
I saw the guy today lighting outside.
And did he, was he able to light it?
Yeah, it looks like he had some hard time lighting it.
Right, so that's what some paiskim actually have a big problem. Because they say, well, so what do? You sit, you gather around, you get a couple of guys and say, okay, block the wind for me, and then I'm going to be able to light, right? You block the wind. So some place can say, well, what? That's no good, because it's the only reason why it lit is because people are blocking the wind. Really, your menorah was not in a place that it could have potentially stayed lit.
The whole thing looked very weird because it looks like his family was standing inside because it was windy and cold and he was outside, and I don't think
that's okay.
That's also.
What if they would have stayed for a half hour, then it would be good.
No, it would not be good.
They can't even see the candles because the candles are behind the frame of the door, whatever the wall of the house.
Why would it be good if they would stay for a half hour? Then
whatever. No, because it was because the only reason why it's staying lit is because somebody is blocking it.
So you had locker, isn't it? So Bishas had locker. It was good. They really shut up.
It would not last 30 minutes. But the had locker
wasn't it's the same thing as putting is lighting a wick without oil. Let's say the wick stays lit for a half hour as a fluke to air taka. I don't know, Taka. If the wick would stay lit for a half hour without oil. I don't know. Anyway, this is supposed to be a pizza shit. We're doing too much Ian over here.
It would not stay lit for more than a minute.
Yeah.
We're having so much fun.
Yeah. Okay, let's invite him. Fine. But if he put them properly, and then something happened that it put it out, like you lift your menorah, then a kid comes and blows it out. So you're yotzer, right? For kiyam a mitzvah, so you're already mekayim the mitzvah, and then you don't have to relight it. That shaila comes up all the time. They call makom noigin shechayzer madlivin. The meaning is that you go back and light it. The noigin lahachmer shaloi lahad the ner miner, and the meaning is not to be machon, not to light one ner from another. A lot of people are not aware of this halacha, right? Right? meaning, if your candle goes out, right?
Meaning, if you're...
No, but meaning normally this comes up a lot for women when they light Friday night the candles. You can't these days, like you said, there's all that kodesh. So you can't go take you can't take one candle and light from another candle. Meaning
isn't that what the shamash is for? Isn't that what the shamash
right? But here's the problem. Your shamash goes out. You know, you're lighting one of the candles. This happens to me all the time. Not that that means anything, but it happens to me all the time. Right? You're lighting your third candle of the night, and then it's not lighting well, and then your shamash goes out. So now, where are you lighting your shamash from?
From another
you
match.
Your shamash and it
from
went
another
out.
Match.
Oh, so you have to do it from another match. You
not
can't go
from the
take
third,
it from
not
one
from
of
the
first
candle.
Exactly, because those candles are Kedusha, and your shamash is not Kedusha. See, if you took one of those candles and carried over the wick and lit the candle next to it, that's okay, because that's going from one Kedusha to another Kedusha, although maybe not, because maybe not the first candle, because the first candle has more Kedusha than the other candles, because the first candle was the Iker Mitzvah.
Right.
You do it direct, it's better. The shamash is not... But again, he's not saying it's also. He's just saying noigin lahachmer. Ela madlukim min hashemesh. Min hashamash, you light it from the shamash. I mean ner achar, or from a different ner.
It's okay, not asur. It's not asur even from the first candle, or it's not asur from other candles.
No, it's no. Even from the first candle, not asur, because lemaisa, you're being Isaac in the mitzvah.
In the same.
So ultimately, yeah. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay, but it's better not to. Now, women are not aware of this on Friday night because, you know, they light one candle, two candles, then it goes out. And then they want to just take another candle and light it from the, you know, they take, didn't do that. Again, the same thing. It's the same sugya. No, it's nothing to do with Anor.
Why is it the same
it's
sugya? Using, why is it, how is it the same?
Because it's there's Kedusha to it. So now you're going to go take a different candle that's
Shabbos
mundane.
Candles are supposed to be used.
They are used, but if you're taking it, like a lot of women have a shamash also that they like the Shabbos candles with.
Right, but I'm saying Shabbos candles are meant to be used. These candles are not meant to be used.
True. No, but the Shabbos candles are Neiris Shel Mitzvah. And you're taking a match and you're lighting it from a Ner Shel Mitzvah. Mm-hmm. The Ner Shel Mitzvah has Kedusha. Mm-hmm. This doesn't have Kedusha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, but let's not make the women crazy. It's busy enough on Friday afternoon.
No, I'm not talking to... I don't say anything to them about these things.
That's right. You go to Mincha.
Yeah, I go to Mincha. They make the latkes and we're good.
That's right. Well, right. Yeah. This week is the king of all Shalom Bayis weeks this week, right? Because the man is supposed to light the menorah before the woman... lights Hanukkah neiros, right? So We have a big bailout this year with the daf because the daf's really short. Thursday and Friday's daf are very short. Whatever. Good for Sholem Bayis. Yudah, kol zman mitzvah sin d'ayin ruchati shah. As long as there's the mitzvah, this is not the no, we like. That's why we have to be ready. So also lahanas mi'ayron, it's also to get hanah from the light. V'lechei no'inu l'niach etzan as a shamash. That's where you put a shamash next to it, say likun bay, that the one that you lit the menorah was today, Jim, yishtamash etzlam, because if you end up using the candles, yishtamash l'or ha-shamash, you'll be using the shamash. Nowadays, it's not a geya because most houses have regular electric lights. Even though some people shut off their lights, there is no reason to shut off the lights. Also, so some might say, I don't need a shamash. What do I need a shamash for? I have overhead lights. No, Mr. Brewer brings, anyways, you should still have a shamash. Yes.
Every menorah has a shamash.
Each menorah should have a shamash.
Everyone has it. One menorah doesn't have a shamash.
No, some people don't do it. No, maybe they don't.
The beer bottle ones that you made.
They don't light it because what do they need it for? Why should you have the shamash? To show. You want to show that that's a producer there in the end. You have to put a little above. It used to be recognizable. It's not from the regular eighth. First of all, my little neris from Beis HaKnesses is from Pesumanisi. You light the neris in the shul from Pesumanisi, mevar from the land. You make a bracha and when ifan be kaisel darum, you put it on the kaisel darum, right? The south wall of the shul. Umadlikin bein minchal amayim, and you light it between minchal amayim, right? Now, basically, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it is the person lighting the menorah should stand in between the wall of the south wall and the menorah. And the first candle should be to the right, and then each one goes. We actually had this shayla. That's why I started a little late. You see? You see the menorah right there on the south wall?
We can see.
There they have it up against the wall. So they got to pull it out. They have to pull it out. That was the Shiloh.
Who's listening to this year and doing that?
We're here?
Yeah.
No, they asked about it on the way in. That's why I started the shiur 5 minutes late. So, meaning they're supposed to push it out, and the guy lighting should be on the other side of that menorah, and the candle should be on the right side. Right? I don't know if you can see the candle there, but that's yeah. Well, they are good, but the person's supposed to be on the other side of the menorah, correct? Yeah. Okay, right. Plain Adam Yaitse Benera Shabes HaKnesses. A person is not Yaitse Benera Shabes HaKnesses. It's Tarak Lachs or Adam Bey, so you have to light in your house. Rishu Avil, somebody who's an Avil, Vachwana Litzlan, Layadik Belayla Rishani, shouldn't light the first night of Shabes HaKnesses, which is Tarak Lemish Shechiyonu. The Avil ain't the Lemish Shechiyonu B'tzibur, and Avil should not say Shechiyonu B'tzibur, Avil Beis and Memorah Shechiyonu. There's an interesting shayla. Let's say a guy lights in two. Then he goes home to light. Should he say Shechiyonu? At home. So if there's other people in the house, then he can make the Shechiyonu because he's making it for the other people. But if he lives alone, then he should not make Shechiyonu. He already made it.
What about vice versa?
Vice versa is okay because he's doing it on the behalf of the shul.
But they, well, let's say they all lit at home already.
So then I don't know. If everybody lit at home already, I don't know, Captain. I don't know what we would say.
Mm-hmm.
Women are five and they were part of the nace. A woman could light on behalf of everybody in her house. Suma, a blind person. So women, there's a big trouble with women. So women should light. So how come the wife doesn't light? Because we say ishta ki gufa. Okay, so then the single girls should light the same way single girls up until they leave the house should light. Because it's not ishta ki gufa. It's really unclear where that mimic came from that they don't light. And they could light. 100% if a girl wants to light over bas mitzvah, they can. There's some cipher that says that the reason why women over bas mitzvah or whatever girls stopped lighting is because back then, you know, they lived in Europe, they lived in yards together and everybody lit outside. It was a gathering of men, and to have a lady smack in the middle of the women, a woman in the middle of the men is just the priestess. But that's where it stopped. So really nowadays it's okay. They call B'Shem Ramaisha. They, yeah, it sounds like they should, but we don't do it. That's our minig. They say b'shem Rav Moshe, if the wife, I get this shayla a lot. The wife wants the light.
My daughter lights.
So then the wife, the daughter's light's
broken. My daughter, I asked her the first night, you want a light? She said, yes. I said, okay.
So you're lighting. There you go. Maisarav.
Yes.
No, but sometimes a married woman wants a light. Rav Moshe says a married woman wants a light. She should have in mind not to be yotze. Have in mind not to be yotze with her husband. And then she could light.
I thought because it wasn't sneeze outside for women to light.
That's what you're saying, right? But now we light inside. Down. But not right. So now we light inside. So why not?
Right. I mean, maybe if you're lighting by the door, you're lighting still have to bend over in front of everybody.
I don't know. Better. I didn't hear about the bend over. I just only heard about the.
No, I'm saying that's sneeze issues.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we can afford taller tables.
I'm saying not everybody lights by table. Those who light by door.
Fine. Suma, blind person. Yachal ishtatif im acher b'pruta mutu. If you keep an ishtatif with somebody else with a pruta, it's better. Meaning he shouldn't light himself. If he has a wife, he might like his mishrila, she should light for him. If he doesn't have a wife, he has a wife, and he has his own house, he doesn't have who to combine with, he should light with somebody else helping him. Obviously, he can't see the candle, so he needs to have somebody help him. Good sign. Erev Shabbos. What? But he's not benefiting from the R. He doesn't see it. I don't think that that's not the way it was. I hear would be the baseline presuming this is for yourself. Yeah. You'd say Erev Shabbos we can tchila ner Chanukah and Erev Shabbos first you light ner Chanukah va'achar kach ner Shabbos and after that ner Shabbos levachi la'achar flaga mincha as long as it's after flaga mincha. Which is around 3:30 in New York. Mispalal tchila mincha, and he's supposed to daven mincha first. So he says mispalal in mincha tchila. Mishnah Berurah's lashon is it's better to daven mincha first. The reason it's better to daven mincha first is because it's tarti d'sasri. If you're already lighting the menorah, so that shows that you're saying it's already night, and then you go and daven mincha. So I have this issue every year. I don't know. Meaning, and let's say I'm going to do malacha after I light the menorah, which I do every year, right? So, I do malacha after I light the menorah. Isn't that a double stira? I mean, I was so busy davening mincha before because it's a stira. Because by lighting menorah, I'm saying that it's night, and then I go daven mincha. So how do you go do malacha?
Maybe you shouldn't do malacha.
That's what I'm asking. David, that's exactly what I feel guilty.
There's no way you make the melacha because you have to light Shabbos candles.
Friday only. What's the time to disaster to do melacha? Because you just want to say, why are you diving mincha first?
Because they just said to.
I know, but why? Because if you daven mincha after the neiris, it's a stira. Yeah, we had it last year too. Correct. Right. Okay, whatever. It's too much, Ian. Okay, I don't know. I don't. I'm not sure. I think
you
it
don't
has to
create
do...
additional stiras. Whatever you do, whatever.
No,
you
it need. Could be that the tarti d'sasri has to do with davening, meaning menorah is a religious thing, and davening meaning that itself is a stira. To do malacha has nothing to do meaning. If somebody forgets to count Sfira and he makes an early Shabbos, so we paskin, he could count Sfira. Right? Without a bracha, because obviously it was during the day. He could count, meaning he could count Thursday night Sfira after he was Makabel Shabbos. How could he do that? Because one has nothing to do with the other. One of you is Makabel Shabbos, but it's still day outside. So it could be that Tfila wise, whatever. Okay.
You could still do Malacha.
If you're paskin, I could do Malacha.
I'm not possible.
Yeah, but
David,
your daughter lights menorah, so you're not. You forget it. Yeah.
I stopped doing malacha once the daf is over.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Fine, but you have to put a lot of oil. So they have to take. And if you light by the door, you have to make sure, because you're constantly going in and out of your door on Friday night, and you got to put something up that's going to make sure you don't blow out the candles. You have a ruach, psicha, sanilas, adelas, with the door opening and closing, might blow out your candles. So you got to make sure that it's in a glass or something like that, so that it doesn't have, you don't have this issue. Yud Ches, Yotze Shabbos, I'm not to Shabbos, Mabdil and Rach, Pech, Madik and Nechanika. Right, he passes straight up for you. Yeah, he gives you, this is for Naftali Liner. He tells me what to do. Right, he's not saying if you which way, like the way Shulchan Aruch says, whichever way you do it. I'm sorry, Mishra Brura says, whichever way you do it is fine. Me, on every year is a different story. Right? Some of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, who, let's say, because Eretz Yisrael Bein HaShemesh is very short, like really it's 30 minutes, some say 35. But a lot of Gedolim kept 72 minutes anyways, but not on Matzah Shabbos of Chanukah. They felt it was more important for them to light on time than to keep the Chumrah of the 72 minutes.
Is that allowed to do something every single week of the year and then 1 week not do it?
Yes, for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, yeah. Now, I'm not saying in America you should do that with kids when you normally keep 72 to do 50. I don't know. Do you do 60? I don't know.
Did they light menorah before Havdalah?
Where?
In those Gedolim?
I don't know. Probably one has nothing to do with the other.
Why not? I'm saying because Havdalah we usually do after
72. No,
that's
but
what
they
did. This week they did. That week they did
this
earlier.
This week they did.
They didn't wait.
Yeah. Unless their minute was to make unless to light the menorah before Abdullah. I don't know. I don't know what
the whole rush, the whole kula was in order to light menorah early.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, you test. Mishu ain't a basin. What? I don't know. Mishu ain't a basin. Let's say, here you go. This is the biggest shiloh. Yeah. Somebody who's not in his house and he's someplace else. If he knows his wife is lighting for him, he should light in that place without brachas. And it's best if he can hear the brachas from he who lights there. And have savana to be yotze with his brachas. And after that, he should light without brachas. And if he doesn't light brachas with his wife, he should light without brachas. And if his wife is not lighting in his house, and Bakhtum, in the dawn, Sitan La'adlik for Brachas, they have to light with Brachas. Are you statu of a Balabayas, or being a statu with the Balabayas? That he should have a Pelech with the oil and the wick. Balabayas, you ever see that Shemin al Hashir, Bishvil Hashutif, and the Balabayas to add a little bit of Shemin for the Sutif. Each one should light for himself. Let's say somebody is in his own city, but he went to somebody else. So that's meaning if you go to your in-laws who live locally or something like that, because he has not had luck, it's all of you have to go home and light. Right? So meaning this whole thing is so not simple. Meaning, let's say you're in Borough Park for Shabbos. We have Shabbos over 5:30 or whatever, 6 o'clock. So we have a Hanukkah party at 8 o'clock in Brooklyn. So maybe you have to drive home to Farakali or Lawrence, whatever it is, and light and then go back. Right? That's what he seems to be saying, unless you say that's a different city. The Maisa, I saw in Poiskin, Rabbi Yashim held this, and others say it's not the halakha, but it's a minute. They said that the minute always was you don't leave home for Hanukkah. You stay home. Naftali Liner does this. Yeah. You don't leave home. Finished. Because otherwise there's too many shilas. Too many shilas as to where to light. What should I do? Okay, I'm leaving home after one more Thursday night and that's it. And then I'm out for the rest of Hanukkah. So whatever. All right. I'm sorry it took so long here. But at least we're
isn't
at least
it
we're
of
learning
us?
The sugyas.
It's partly because of us. Because of us, wasn't
no,
it?
No, it's all good. Whatever it is.
I'm saying,
it's good. We're talking and learning
us?
Is good. The
Kabbalah
Chanukah.
Who are the ones that we're talking?
Good, good.
Are you coming
Tyrum,
to Florida?
I am coming to Florida Sunday for for one night, but now I just found out I have a brisk Tuesday morning in Florida. So I don't know. I'll see.
Anarchy just invited me.
Oh, yeah? Okay, very good. Nice. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good.